Okay, Mr. Chow. And the final question is life after 2012.
Ah, yes.
The big one.
Now, we've been wondering about how best to answer this one. Because we first have to tackle the problem with what everyone is thinking is going to happen. And sadly, the nearer we get to 2012, the more confused it is becoming as to what on earth 2012 means. Originally, all of this 2012 came from the fact that the Mayan calendar ended. Now, the Mayan calendar ended because, let's face it, for the Mayan people who were fairly primitive, to be fair. They were very sophisticated in some ways, but very primitive in others. Couldn't foresee a time beyond 2012. And to be quite frank, if we were to have a similar conversation with you now, and we started to talk to you about imagining life in 25,012, you would struggle. And to the Mayans, that is all we are talking about. The Mayans also foresaw the destruction of the world. Now, their world got destroyed a long time before 2012. So destruction of a world is relative to your experience and expectations. So the world as they know it has been destroyed for countless years, thousands of years. So you have to put their knowledge in that context of lots of things that you experience now would be terrifying to the Mayans. You are continually exploding nuclear bombs in the Pacific to test them. Any prophet seeing one of those could not in any way imagine how the world could continue with such a cataclysm going on. But you today know that those test explosions, the world does not end. I'm not going to say they're harmless, because they are not. But that is a different conversation. But the world doesn't end. But to a Mayan, who has never seen even gunpowder, of course it would appear the end of the world. It could only be an act of an avenging god. So the information from the Mayans has to be subjective to the mindset of the Mayans. However, once humanity latches onto an idea, you start to manifest that reality. And realities then start to line up. And what was going on and what was planned for within the early part of 2000 this century. So between 2000 and 2100, there were planned events for humanity. All to do with energetic shift. What happens is these two things began to merge and collide. So people beginning to tune in to the knowledge that something was going to happen in this first 100 years, who are picking up information from the ether because all time exists simultaneously. So though for you it has not happened, in a sense it has happened. And then those who are beginning to conjure fear around the end of the 2012 based on the Mayan calendar. So these two things, these thought patterns, these ideas begin to merge. And each group begins to start to manifest its own reality based on its thinking. And so what you end up with is this idea of moving into something new through the end of the world in 2012. It's kind of how they get platted together. You then also have other groups of people who start picking up on this wave of information, this wave of thought that's starting to unravel. And you have those who like the idea of the end of the world because they believe Armageddon will bring the second coming of Christ. So they start wanting the end of the world and they start trying to manifest it and use 2012 as good a date as any. You then have the spiritual people with some spiritual understanding who are walking towards trying to become enlightened. And all of a sudden, all of these threads, instead of being singular parallel lines of conscious thinking, start to twine together in this elaborate plait. And this happens with lots of things throughout humanity, but this is definitely one of the most prevalent we've seen for a long time. So this plat of thinking is neither clear nor true, because it is so manipulated by the desires of all the individuals within it. It is quite a mess. And the truth is now so buried within the threads of this plat, it's very hard to unpick. So we have the Mayan calendar ending in 2012. Wonderful, how lovely, brilliant for the Mayans. Let's just forget that, shall we? Is the end of the world coming? Well, yes, eventually, but it's got quite a long way to go yet. However, could humanity bring around the end of the world? Well, of course you can. You've been more than capable of doing that. And in fact, you have been much closer to doing that, not even a decade ago, to be honest, but your press haven't reported so much on that. But if you go through the period of your Cold War, you got very close to bringing that about on more occasions than the greater mass know about. You are further away from that reality now than you have been for a long time. And it would take quite a huge shift to change that between now and 2012. A shift we are working very hard to keep you away from. So the chances of humanity annihilating itself between now and 2012 are better than 50-50. So actually, you're on the right side of that one. It's less of a likelihood now. But the people who want Armageddon, they're trying to manifest it. So their energy is trying to reignite that fire for their own gains. Their own gains, which we're not here to discuss religion today, but is not for the greatest or the highest good of all living. And is very much driven by ego and misunderstanding. Spirit are trying to counteract that wave of people who are hungry for Armageddon and hungry for the annihilation of humanity, by bringing in more understanding about being spiritual, by bringing in more understanding about being enlightened, and escalating that thread to compensate. Because otherwise, the Armageddon people could very well manifest and create exactly what they want, if there's nothing countering it to balance out the wave of energy. So we've put a lot of energy into the thought of enlightenment to try and counter this destructive wave. Now, can we always judge how that is going to work out? No. Has it gone too far? Yes. The wave is now so elaborate, it's slightly out of control. All this feeds into the reality that in the first 100 years after your current calendar date 2000, a whole new energy was being brought to this physical plane. Now that is evolution of energy, and it was how energy evolves in waveform. So that's why it was originally a 100-year estimate, if you like, because the waves take their own time to form. It's a bit like surf. You can estimate but not accurately predict where the surf would break or where it would rise to its highest. There are so many factors in it. So we knew it was going to be within this 100-year period, but quite where, going back to where all this momentum started, we didn't know. Not accurately. Because bear in mind, we don't have time. So we have to keep adapting our thinking to your limited understanding of time. That wave of knowledge that was slowly being filtered through to humanity was to start laying the foundations for the fact that there is a new energy, the vibration is changing, and we wanted to slowly, gently start engaging people with that process so they were ready to shift when that wave reached its critical point. Now, that wave is going to reach its critical point at a completely different date to 2012. So it is not going to line up with the 2012 predictions. But it's been wound up in this plat as if it is. Because actually the wave is already building. The wave has been building since 2000. Now, it's not at its tipping point yet. Unlikely to tip next year, unlikely to tip 2012, more likely to be a couple of years, a year after. But you can ride that wave now. You can start getting on that wave now. And all this talk about 2012 is at least achieving that goal, that people are beginning to connect to this wave of new energy that's being formed, so that they do poof and shift with it. Now, is that enlightenment? No, of course it's not. Enlightenment takes an enormous amount more work than just a shift in energy. But the shift in energy is about getting you ready for enlightenment. Trying to clear the decks, if you like, of some of the earlier energetic changes that haven't all settled in. Mostly because you did, you didn't, you might have, you did, you didn't. It was too scattered. The new wave has to take the majority with it. That's our hope. We want the majority to go with this wave this time, instead of small pockets here and there and not catching enough people in the momentum. Now, that is not going to happen by 2012. You know that yourself. Through looking at the world as it is, there are not enough people ready to shift their thinking to a new way of looking at life. So the wave will keep building until we reach much more critical mass, in that we have a much bigger number of humanity behind the wave. We want this new energy to spark off in everyone a desire to change. But not just any change, but to change towards enlightenment, to change towards tolerance, no judgment, loving thyself, loving the world, respecting thyself, respecting the world, taking responsibility for their own lives, being mindful of how they act, acting and coming from their heart, not their ego, not their head, not somebody else's conscience, but their own. All those things have to fall into place before you can start the journey of enlightenment. And if we can get enough behind the wave when it crashes and propels all of those people forward, then we are into a new era, and then we are into brand new potential for learning and for growth for humanity and for change, true positive change. Not little pockets of change, but global. And it has to be global. The world is dying, it's killing itself. Change has got to be global now. That thread that we were running is about trying to bring global change. So in effect, the Mayans are right. The world is going to end. But end as you know it, not cease to exist. It's a completely different way of viewing the same information. The world has got to end. This destructive pattern that humanity is in has got to come to an end. That's what the Mayans foresaw. But it doesn't require the mass annihilation of humanity or even the disintegration of Mother Earth. It requires change. So where all these threads have got intertwined and confused, when you strip away all of the ego that is in there, and there is a lot of ego caught up in this information about 2012, when you strip all of that out, you come down to a single truth. It's time to change. And 2012 is as good a catalyst date as any other date we might have given you. Why not? 2012. It's random. Time doesn't exist in spirit. So like we are going to work to a calendar date. But hey ho, if that's what you need to believe, fine. You believe in that date. As long as you believe in something and you start moving towards change, we're not going to pick holes too much. But what worries us is what you are expecting. Because too many are getting caught up in this plat of thinking, this plat of combined energies, but they're not learning. Instead of taking responsibility for what they need to do to be ready for the change, they're surfing this wave. They're not swimming it. They're not flowing with it. They've got on a surfboard and they're just riding it, and they're not doing any work. They're just letting it take them where it will. They've completely handed over responsibility. That's what's never the intention. This wave was never to be surfed as a luxury. This wave of energy was there to drive you to change. We want you swimming upstream like salmon, knowing that's where you've got to go. Because when you're swimming upstream, you're fighting to survive. You're driven by a need to do something. But if you're merely surfing on the top of the water, well, there's no effort in that. A little bit of balance. But it doesn't do anything for you. And those who are surfing it, when it does turn and it does crash, we don't know where they're going to go. We don't know if they can continue to ride the wave on the other side or whether they will bottom out. We don't know. We will be there to catch as many as we can. We are trying to knock them off the boards in the meantime to get them into the wave to make them swim. Because we want you to swim. We know humanity needs to get out of this spiral of destruction. It needs to turn into a whole new way of thinking, a new mindset. That's what the wave of energy is trying to bring about a causality for, an incident for. Now, will there be loss of life to get that message across? It is a possibility. But it does not have to be brought about by human hands. It could equally be brought about by Mother Earth. She is already coughing her lifeblood up into the air in Iceland. And she's doing that to vent and release pressure. Because all your negativity is drowning her. And she has to vent it. She has to release it. And Iceland has not finished yet. But a major volcanic eruption could take the lives that are needed. But those lives will go willingly. They will know that is something that they have opted for. We're hoping it's not necessary. We're hoping we can get around needing another wave of compassion that was created by the Tsunami. We're hoping we can turn enough people out of the plat into the wave of new energy, tackle their thinking, and actually start to see a light at the end of the tunnel. See, actually, change is what I need. A better me is what I need. Humanity is hungry for enlightenment. But you don't do the work. You're hungry for enlightenment because your life is starving you of all sustenance. Like little Oliver Twist going, I want more. Well, you can put your hands out and ask for more as much as you want, but the kitchen is empty. Humanity needs to start rebuilding its sustenance, and it starts with hope. The wave of new energy was supposed to bring around hope, a new age of hope and not despair. If you can step into hope, you can change everything. So life after 2012 is going to be very complicated. There are going to be a lot of souls who need a lot of assistance in adjusting to disappointment because the end of the world doesn't happen, disappointment because they haven't woken up enlightened without having to do any work, ecstatic because they have swam up this wave and it is going to crash and they can see the changes in the world that are possible. And those who are simply confused, and those who simply do not know what we are talking about and have completely missed this boat all along, who actually now need to be swept up and picked up and encouraged to get onto the wave before it crashes. Though 2012 is not a year of enlightenment, it is a year of confusion. 2011 is going to be a year of anticipation. 2013 is going to be a year of confusion. But 2013, we are hoping we can start turning the corner and making it a year of hope. If we can make 2012 a year of hope, we will do it. And we are working on it, but we're not sure we can succeed in time. If we could even bring some hope into 2011, that would be magic. And there may be a sprinkling of it, but we don't think it'll take any real momentum. Humanity needs to embrace the fact that it has to change. And again, it has to let go of its fear of change. Does the world have to stop being the way it is? Yes, it does. You are on a path of true destruction. And whether that is annihilating yourself or annihilating the planet and therefore annihilating yourself, doesn't matter, it's still destruction. That cycle has got to be stopped. 2012, this monster that it has become, gives us an opportunity to at least try to get that message home. Your world is dying because you are killing it. Humanity is dying because you are killing each other, literally and figuratively. The wave of new energy is about forcing you to look at that and make a decision. Do you want that? Because if you don't, get on this wave of new energy and let's create change. Because otherwise, you will get stuck in this pattern and we won't be able to break it. The next, well, we're up to what, 80-90 years now, are crucial. If we hit 2100 without change, there will not be a lot of hope for humanity beyond that. This is a window of opportunity to not only repair humanity as a social structure, but to repair the planet as a resource. Global warming is a mere drop in the ice bucket. Ocean, that's the word I want. But I like the ice bucket. It's only the beginning of the process of meltdown. There is worse to come. But you are not at that point where it cannot be reversed. This new energy is about trying to catch you and encourage you to change before you hit that tipping point where it cannot be reversed. The Mayan calendar is not accurate, except for in the fact that they foresaw the world was going to change. What the Mayans saw was destruction. Well, that reality has already come true. What Spirit is saying is let's make 2012 and beyond about creation and not destruction. So life after 2012 has the potential to be one of the most creative periods in human history. And not creative like the Industrial Revolution was, because that was not creative, that was destructive. You lost most of your spirituality because of technology. But a true creativity, where everything is in proportion and everything is in balance. Technology is not the master, but the servant. Spirituality is at the heart of how people are living and thinking. Faith is in everybody's soul, and love is the overriding emotion. Life after 2012 has the potential to hold all of that. If you get onto the wave of new energy and you stop being afraid of change. Does that answer the question?
Excellent, Mr. Chow. Yes, it does. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Good. So, was there anything else you wanted to ask?
Mr. Chow, that was wonderful. No, that is it. Thank you.
Good. Well, then, on that note, I say thank you for listening.
Great pleasure.
And God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.